This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A couple of weeks ago, an article in the Star Tribune newspaper caught my eye with the headline, "Majority of Deer Exposed to Toxin. State biologists tested the spleens of roadkill deer and those sent in by hunters. 94% had concentrations of neonicotinoids. But it gets worse. Nearly two-thirds of those deer had higher concentrations than a threshold found to potentially lower fawn survival and cause deformities. There's much more research to do, though. Neonics started to dominate the pesticide scene in the early 2000s after they appeared safer for humans and mammals than previous ones. The chemicals are a synthetic form of nicotine and act as a neurotoxin to insects. After continued evidence of bee deaths by neonics, the European Union banned them. America has not, and they're now used on 98% of corn, soybean, wheat, and cotton growing on the continent. That's according to the Department of Natural Resources. Researchers were surprised that deer in the woods of northern Minnesota were just as likely to have neonics in their system as those taken among the vast corn and soybean fields of southern Minnesota. And they don't know why. Is it water they drink? Seeds they eat? Clearly, more research is necessary. How long do the chemicals stay in their system? How do the chemicals behave in the environment? The article goes on to say that the deer population does remain healthy as a whole, but we don't know what it all means. Clearly, there's much more to this. I do have more information on GardenBite.com, but this will be a continued debate. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.